School breaks up. Namir strode out of the examination hall on the last day. Standing in the veranda, he turned back and looked into the hall and felt slightly uneasy. He would have felt more comfortable if all the boys had given their papers as he had done 20 minutes before time. Namir suddenly wished that he had not come out so soon. Out of the 6 questions set, he had answered the first question to his satisfaction. The second was doubtful. The third was satisfactory. The fourth, he knew, was clearly wrong. But then he did not know the correct answer. The 6th question was the best of the lot. It took only a minute to answer it. The bell rang. In 2s and 3s, boys came out of the hall. There was the din of excited chatter. "How much have you written for the last question?" Namir asked a classmate. 1 page, said the classmate. Namir did not like this answer. He had written only a line. A little later, he found Raza and Sarim. "Well, boys, how did you find the paper?" "How did you find it?" Sarim asked. "Not bad," Namir said. "I was afraid only of Sindhi," said Raza. "Now I think I am safe. I think I may get passing marks." "Look here," Namir said. "Some fools have written a page for that moral question." "I wrote only 3/4 of a page," Raza said. "And I only a little more than half," said Sarim, who was an authority on these matters. "I too wrote about that length, about half a page," lied Namir. "Boys, do you remember that we have no school from tomorrow?" "Well, what are you going to do with yourselves?" somebody asked. "I am going to use my books as fuel in the kitchen," Namir said. "My father has bought a lot of books for me to read during the vacation," said Sarim. The bell rang again 15 minutes later. The whole school crowded into the hall. There was joy on every face and good fellowship in every word. Even the teachers tried to be familiar and pleasant. Teacher Ahmed, when he saw Mani, asked, "Hello, blockhead. How are you going to waste your vacation?" "I am going to sleep, sir," Mani said, winking at his friends. "Are you likely to improve your head by the time you return to the school?" "How is it possible, sir, unless you cut off Sarim's head and present it to me?" A great roar of laughter followed this. There would have been roars of laughter at anything. The mood was such. The headmaster appeared on the platform and, after waiting for the noise to subside, began a short speech in which he said that the school would remain closed till the end of June and open again in August. He hoped that the boys would not waste their time but read story books and keep glancing through the books prescribed for their next classes, to which he hoped most of them were going to be promoted. And now, a minute more, there would be a prayer, after which the boys might disperse and go home. At the end of the prayer, the storm burst. With the loudest, lustiest cries, the gathering flooded out of the hall in one body.